Hello and welcome to this special report episode of MSP Dispatch, your source for news, community events, and commentary in the MSP channel. Today we're doing a special report on some increased activity noticed by Huntress, the security platform for the 99%, famous in the MSP channel. And joining us to talk about this increasing activity with CACBOT is Ethan Tancredi, sales engineer for partner success at Huntress. How you doing, Ethan?
I'm doing well, Ray. Thanks for having me on.
I appreciate it, man. Yeah. So you first put out this blog yesterday. Is that when you first noticed the activity?
Yeah, we've started noticing it. Honestly, probably 2 weeks ago, we started to notice an uptick in CACBOT activity. And as we saw more and more of this, I talked to the team here at Huntress and was like, we really need to get the word out to our partners so that they can start educating people and talking about this threat that's coming out.
And just to give some backstory, what exactly is CACBOT?
So CACBOT is I call it an initial access broker malware. It tries to get into an environment and start off as a banking Trojan, but really it's become a mechanism for late stage ransomware. It wants to get into an environment and spread so that, you know, they can resell it to drop that worst part of the attack chain.
So it's the enabler, not so much the end product.
Exactly. It's the enabler, but it's really tricky. And so they continue to evolve the product and make it hard to get out. So, you know, honestly, prevention, if you can prevent it from getting into an environment by educating users through security awareness training or blocking ISOs from mounting, which is something we talk about in the blog, those things will help stop it from even getting a foothold in the environment. Otherwise, it spreads like wildfire.
Are there any legitimate uses for having CACBOT on somebody's system?
No, definitely no legitimate uses whatsoever.
I mean, after all the Java stuff, like we have to ask, right?
Exactly. We do have to ask. No, no legitimate use, but, and this is where knowing your environment, it becomes really key. Like when I was on the MSP side, we had some clients who were medical imaging who were needing to mount ISOs. And, you know, so some of our remediations might not work in those cases, but it's about hardening your environments, trying to get ahead of this.
And the ISOs, I mean, there are, like you said, there's legitimate use cases for it, but even within our own organization, there's very few that actually would need that convenience. Exactly. And those people are usually more technically trained anyway. So.
Yes, you know. Exactly. And this is definitely something that we are seeing. CACBOT can come into an environment a couple different ways, but we are primarily seeing that come in via emails. So obviously using a spam filtering service to try and block it. I had one of our partners talk to me that yes, his spam filtering service blocked it, but the end user still released it, still clicked on the attachment, unleashed it into the environment. So that's where that security awareness training then becomes.
No. Back in my MSP days, they never download anything. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
And I just restarted the computer. Those two, like at the very top of the list.
Exactly.
So one of the things that always strikes me as interesting with Huntress, you guys have this increased overarching visibility across a major portion of the landscape. So you get this data, which is why it's important to get it out there. And you guys do a great job when you identify a trend to, you know, give the MSP community the heads up, let us know. But I imagine CACBOT is something that's out there in the wild, typically, normally anyway. So one of the things I always wonder is what is that threshold for you when you say this is more prevalent than usual. Yeah. This is worth talking about.
So we've been trending probably about 50 incidents of CACBOT through our platform a month on average for this year. We had a couple spikes that were a little higher than that. But starting in September, we hit over 100 incidents. October jumped to like 175, 180. Wow. And November, by the time I was talking to the team about to get the word out, we were at like 250 reported incidents of CACBOT we were seeing. So really, we were seeing this trend go up.
So it's not even just a one-time bad month. You're seeing it trending significantly.
Yes.
Orders of magnitude month after month.
Yes, exactly.
Gotcha. Okay. And this is primarily delivered via an infected ISO? Is that how?
It's an email that then there's a link normally that goes to a zip file that then has an ISO it mounts through that okay. zip file. So it, complexity on top of complexity, you know, the Russian nesting dolls.
Right.
Philosophy.
Don't download zips. Don't download ISOs. Don't download ISOs inside zips. Yeah.
Exactly.
Exactly. Awesome. And so, the blog, I haven't had a chance to go through it completely. One thing I will recommend, we'll have the links in the show notes below, along with Ethan and Huntress's contact information. But Huntress is very well known for not only putting up the initial blog, but constantly updating it, while it's relevant. So for those of you viewers, no matter when you watch this, even if you watch this a few days later, a week later, go back to the blog, because very likely you will have updated information. So on the remediation side, I mean, besides the always nuke and pave, you know, is this one of the more complex items to remediate, or
it is definitely complex to remediate? CACBOT has self-defense mechanisms built in, one of which is that when it detects a normal shutdown of a Windows workstation, at that part where it's getting the shutdown command, it injects itself back into the registry and back into some persistent footholds so that it will come right back up at boot. So people will think they've cleaned it, but the process is running in memory and it will reinfect itself. One of the things we do talk about is the importance of isolating the infected host so that you're not playing whack-a-mole.
And this is one of those conventions, not to shell for Huntress, but you know, I've been a Huntress fan for years. But Huntress does the isolation of the node if the partner has that functionality enabled.
Exactly. Yep.
So, and then because this is, we talked about this being an enabler application, it's not the ultimate end game. This is usually an indicator you may have some other stuff, you know.
This, exactly. This and the importance of having your tools throughout an environment, you know, where because it spreads laterally through SMB shares, that if you don't have all your tools on all of your endpoints, suddenly you could have CACBOT sitting in a corner that you are totally unaware of. And that's what the threat actors are counting on.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, Ethan, I appreciate all the information. Thanks for keeping the MSP channel, you know, up to speed on all this stuff. I'm always the first to say I'm security aware, not security. I'm security competent. I'm no by no means an expert. So I appreciate when you guys not only take the information, but make it easily ingestible, for, you know, the MSP audience. So I appreciate that. We'll include your contact information below, as well as the link to the blog, as well as a link to Huntress. And for MSPs, if you're not using Huntress, the Neighborhood Watch program that we did a previous special report with Tracy Orozco is still going on. So you can absolutely protect yourself. There's really no reason not to at this point. Okay. So Ethan, thank you so much, man. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Ray, for having us on, letting us get the message out to let, you know, MSPs be aware that this is definitely a threat that's on the rise they need to be aware of.
Sounds good. All right, everybody. Thank you so much. Thanks for joining this episode, the special report of MSP Dispatch, your source for news, community events, and commentary in the MSP channel. Until next time, take care of yourselves.
This has been a broadcast of the MSP Media Network.